The display at the Heritage Building called Fiddling Around on the Farm reminds us about the important role that barn dances and square dances played in the social lives of our parents and grandparents. The items that you see will be on display through Springville's 9th Annual Fiddle Fest, which is scheduled for July 31st, 2021. From the big band era in the 1940s through the sock hops and record hops of the 50s and 60s, up until the disco era of the 70s, barn dances and square dances were popular with our parents and grandparents. And as any baby boomer who grew up in the area can tell you, Springville GI taught square dancing during gym class. Not only were these dances great fun, but they were also one of the main ways that people met and were introduced to each other. A number of our parents met for the first time at a barn or square dance. In fact, the narrator of this recording would not be here today if it weren't for one of the most famous dance halls called Woodside Dance Hall, the finest dance hall in Western New York. There is a list posted of known locations of other barn and square dances. And if you know of one that is not currently listed, please write it down. Although it may be hard to believe for anyone under the age of 50, the music featured at barn and square dances was very popular. One of the best known bands was Leo Stremecki and the Modern Westerners. The poster displayed on the back wall advertises a round and square dance at the East Concord Fire Hall that began in 1964, and dances continued for approximately 40 years after that. Prior to performing in East Concord, Stremecki's band performed at Woodside. Another popular local band was Archie Warner's Old Fashioned Dance Orchestra of Wynedale. According to an article published in the Buffalo Evening News, this band claimed the world's record for its longevity. It began as a family band in the pre-Civil War days and played almost continuously for more than 75 years. Archie Warner's band specialized in old-fashioned dance tunes, and although it occasionally played modern tunes in a traditional folk style, swing music was definitely out. Archie's band performed regularly in Sardinia as well as Woodside. It was most likely at Woodside that Jack Yellen's close friend, Sophie Tucker — you can learn more about both of them in the adjacent display — heard Archie's band. Sophie enjoyed their performances so much that she tried to get Archie to go to California to perform. It's not coincidental that this display coincides with the annual Springville Fiddle Fest sponsored by the Concord Historical Society. Violinist, colloquially referred to as fiddle players, were a staple of this music genre. As any good fiddle player can tell you, there's a distinct difference in how the violin or fiddle is played. For example, fiddle players quite often play two of the four strings at the same time. Other musical genres which feature the fiddle include country western, bluegrass, folk, Celtic, and Irish music. All of these types of music will be on display July 31st, 2021, from 11 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock in the evening along Franklin Street in Springville, New York. This free, family-friendly event, open to all the public, showcases our rich musical heritage as indicated by Springville's original name, Fiddler's Green. The narrator would like to thank those who have contributed to this exhibit, including the Lucy Bensley Center for Research, family historian Tom Warner, Eleanor Mesh for the handmade dress on display which she wore at square dances in Canada and Europe, as well as across the U.S., the Concord Historical Society for loaning the violin and some of the other items on display, and my mom.